Hi, Jackie. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I just sent a message over to her care coordinator, her case coordinator. I said that Jackie's with the patient. She's trying to talk to her to see what she needs, but the patient's on her tablet with her headphones in, just watching her. She asked her if she had any laundry or wanted something to eat. She said no, so now they are just sitting in silence. So is that accurate?
Because... Yeah, and
okay.
Then another thing, I just talked to my caseworker from CCIS. Is there any way that you guys can fill out, like, even if you say that I just work Monday through Friday, a 9 to 4, I don't have to work it, like, I don't always have
I
to work
know,
a Monday through
but
Friday,
I
9
can't
to 4?
do that until we have you on another case. I can't, like, legally, I cannot. I can only say that you're on call for the additional hours, but... I can't put down a schedule that
because they're
we don't
still
have.
They're still denying me because they're saying on the employment verification form you only put 12 hours a week.
Yeah, because that's all that you were scheduled for, and then I included that you were on call for the other hours.
Right, but she's saying that it's not saying on call for the other hours.
Well, I spoke to her directly and I sent her that all in the email.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but this has to get figured out because I can't afford to get his CCIS daycare shut down.
I understand that, but I can't legally put down a schedule that you're not working. So that's the only thing I can do is put down that schedule, and then, like I said, I told her that it says it right here that currently employed at Family First Care for 12 hours a week. She will also be working as a backup caregiver for clients in the area, so we need to have her child in your center for those days as well. We would also be able to offer her any new clients that come over to our agency that are within a reasonable distance. Let me know if there's anything else you need from us. But that's all I'm able to do. But I may have a case for you, so just give me a little. I'm going to send everything over, and then if you accept that case, I can then update the form. You know what I mean? So just send.
Okay. What is the case?
To you. I'm sending everything over to you now. Okay.
Okay, and then just let me know about what's going on with this client also.
Yeah, if I hear anything. Otherwise, just hang out. I mean, is she even talking to you? Like, are you able to call? Are you able to converse? At all? Like,
No.
Again, I don't know anything about this client, but it was such an emergency that she had to have somebody, and I don't know what's going on. So I'm trying to find out. All right.
All right, just let me know.
Talk to you in a little bit. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mark.